Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Bhishma Vacha. Iti mati upakalpita vritsna. Bhagavati sattvata pungave vipnu vibhuni. Swashu kamu pagate kachit vihatum. Prakritim upeyushi yad bhava pravaha. Shri Bhishma Vacha. Iti mati upakalpita vrishna. Bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhuni. Swashukam upagate kachit vihatum. Prakritim upeyushi yad bhava pravaha. Shri Bhishma Vacha. Iti mati upakalpita vrishna. Bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhuni. Swasukam upagate kachit vihatum. Prakritim upeyusi yad bhava pravaha. Iti mati upakalpita vrishna. Bhagati sattvata pungave vibhuni. Swasu kamam upagati swachituvatum. Prakritim upeyusi yad bhava pravaha. Shri Bhishma Vacha. Iti upakalpita vrishna. Bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhuni. Swashukam upagate vikchitatum. Prakritim upeyusi yad bhava prava. Vaishnavis. Shri Bhishma Uvacha. Iti mati upakalpita vrishna. Bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhumni. Swashukam upagate kvachit vidhatum. Prakritim upeyusi yad bhava pravaha. Anyone else? Okay. Shri Bhishma Vacha.
Shri Bhishma deve reče.
Iti.
Tako.
Matihi.
Misli, osjećaj i želje.
Upakalpita.
Posvećeni.
Vrtsna.
Oslobođen svih osjetilnih želja.
Bhagavati.
Božanskoj osobi.
Sattvata. Pungave.
Vođi pakta.
Vibhumni.
Velikom.
Swashukam.
Samo zadovoljstvo.
Upagate.
Onome tko ga je postigao.
Kačit.
Ponekad.
Vihatum.
Iz transcendentalnog zadovoljstva.
prakritim,
u materijalnom svijetu,
u pejusi,
prihvaća,
yad bava,
koji svijet,
pravaha,
stvara i uništava.
Can we have a translator for Vijay Prabhu and Purnachandra Prabhu? Oh, actually, you'll need... Okay, that's fine. So, yeah. I was thinking about these actual transliterations, so it's a translation. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 9, text number 32.
Znači, ovo je Srimad Bhagavatam, prvo pjevanje, deveto poglavlje, stih 32.
Bhishmadev said, let me now invest my thinking, feeling and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects and occupational duties, in the all-powerful Lord Sri Krishna. He is always self-satisfied, but sometimes, being the leader of the devotees, he enjoys transcendental pleasure by descending on the material world, although from him only the material world is created.
Bhishmadev reče, sada ću posvetiti svoje misli, osjećaje i želje koje su tako. Bhishmadev reče, sada ću posvetiti svoje misli, osjećaje i želje, koji su tako dugo bili zaokupljeni različitim stvarima i propisanim dužnostima, svemoćnom Šri Krišni. On uvijek nalazi zadovoljstvo u sebi, ali ponekad, budući da je vođa bhakta, uživa u transcendentalnom zadovoljstvu silazeći u materijalni svijet, iako ga sam stvara.
Big Purple by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Because Bhishmadev was a statesman, the head of the Kuru dynasty, a great general and a leader of Kshatriyas, his mind was strewn over so many subjects, and his thinking, feeling and willing were engaged in different matters. Now, in order to achieve pure devotional service, he wanted to invest all powers of thinking, feeling and willing entirely in the Supreme Being, Lord Krishna. He is described herein as the leader of the devotees and all-powerful. Although Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, he himself descends on earth to bestow upon his pure devotees the boon of devotional service. Should we do this in sections or shall I read the whole thing?
It's one paragraph.
The whole thing? Okay. He descends sometimes as Lord Krishna as he is and sometimes as Lord Chaitanya. Both are leaders of the pure devotees. Pure devotees of the Lord have no other desire than the service of the Lord, and therefore they are called sattvata. The Lord is a chief among such sattvatas. Bhishmadev therefore had no other desires. Unless one is purified from all sorts of material desires, the Lord does not become one's leader. Desires cannot be wiped out, but they have only to be purified. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself that he gives his instruction from within the heart of a pure devotee who is constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. Such instruction is given not for any material purpose, but only for going back home, back to Godhead. Bhagavad Gita 10.10. For the ordinary man who wants to lord it over material nature, the Lord not only sanctions and becomes a witness of activities, but he never gives the non-devotee instructions for going back to Godhead. That is the difference in dealings by the Lord with different living beings, both the devotee and the non-devotees. He is leader of all the living beings, as the king of the state rules both the prisoners and the free citizens. But his dealings are different in terms of devotee and non-devotee. Non-devotees never care to take any instruction from the Lord, and therefore the Lord is silent in their case, although he witnesses all their activities and awards them the necessary results, good or bad. The devotees are above this material goodness and badness. They are progressive on the path of transcendence, and therefore they have no desire for anything material. The devotee also knows Sri Krishna as the original Narayan, because Lord Sri Krishna, by his plenary portion, appears as Karanadakshaya Vishnu, the original source of all material creation. The Lord also desires the association of his pure devotees. And for them only, the Lord descends on the earth and enlivens them. The Lord appears out of his own will. He is not forced by the conditions of material nature. He is therefore described here as the Vibhu, or the Almighty, for he is never conditioned by the laws of material nature.
Smisao. Budući da je Bhishmadev bio državnik, glava Kuru dinastije, veliki general i vođa kšatrija, njegov um, misli, osjećaj i želje bili su zaokupljeni s toliko mnogo različitih stvari. Sada je, da bi dostigao čisto predano služenje, želio potpuno posvetiti svoje misli, osjećaj i želje vrhovnom biću Ši Krišni. Ovdje je opisan kao vođa bakta i svemoćni. Iako je Ši Krišna izvorna božanska osoba, osobno se ulazi na zemlju kako bi svojim čistim baktama podario blagoslov predanog služenja. Katkad silazi kao Ši Krišna, a katkad kao Ši Čaitanja. Obojica su vođe čistih bakta. Gospodinovi čisti bakte nemaju drugih želja, osim da služe gospodina i zato se nazivaju satvate. Gospodin je glavni među takvim satvatama. Bhishmadev stoga nije imao drugih želja. Gospodin ne postaje vođa onoga tko nije pročišćen od svih vrsta materijalnih želja. Želje se ne mogu uništiti, već samo pročistiti. To je potvrđeno u Bhagavad Giti u kojoj gospodin kaže da u srcu poučava čistog baktu koji je neprestano zaokupljen služenjem gospodina. Takve upute ne daje radi ostvarivanja nekog materijalnog cilja, već radi vraćanja kući Bogu, Bhagavad Gita 10.10. U slučaju običnog čovjeka koji želi gospodariti materijalnom prirodom, gospodin se ne protivi i postaje svjedokom djelatnosti, ali nikad ga ne poučava kako da se vrati Bogu. To je razlika u njegovom ophođenju prema različitim živim bićima baktama i abaktama. Abaktama nikad nije stalo do gospodinovih uputa i zato gospodin šuti, iako promatra sve njegove djelatnosti i dodjeljuje im potrebne rezultate, dobre ili loše. Bakte su iznad materijalne dobrote ili zloće. Napreduje na putu transcendencije i zato ne žele ništa materijalno. Bakta zna da je Ši Krišna izvorni Narajana, jer se Ši Krišna u svojoj potpunoj ekspanziji pojavljuje kao Karanadakaša i Višnu, prvobitni izvor čitavog materijalnog svijeta. Gospodin također želi društvo svojih čistih bakta i samo zbog njih silazi na zemlju i uhrabruje ih. Gospodin se pojavljuje po vlastitoj volji. Nije prisiljen uvjetima materijalne prirode. Stoga je opisan kao Vipu, sve mogući, jer nikad nije uvjetovan zakonima materijalne prirode.
Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneshri Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patita Nam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Grandfather Bhishma Dev is lying on the bed of arrows on the battle of Kurukshetra.
Djed Bhishma leži na postelji od strijela na vojnom polju Kurukshetra.
Bhishma Dev is expressing his desire to engage all of his activities in the meditation and focus on the Lord.
I Bhishmadev izražava svoju želju da sve svoje misli, sve svoje snage usmjeri na meditaciju na naše Krishna.
He speaks of these three things, his thinking, feeling and willing.
On govori o ove tri stvari, o svojim mislima, osjećajima i željama.
So this is the process through which things happen.
I to je proces kroz koji se odvijaju sve stvari.
The gross is a manifestation of the subtle. Physical things, tangible things come from subtle.
Znači, fizičke stvari dolaze od subtilnih.
For example, if you see a building,
ako vidite zgradu,
where did the building begin?
Gdje je započela ta zgrada?
It begins in someone's mind.
Započela je u nečijem umu.
Someone first has the idea or the concept.
Neko je prvo imao ideju ili koncept.
So this is the thinking.
I to je mišljenje.
Then there desire, their emotion starts to become involved.
onda se počinju javljati želje, emocije.
This is the feeling.
To je osjećanje.
And then when it becomes strong enough, they start to act.
I onda kada postanu dovoljno snažne, onda počinju djelovati.
And that endeavor eventually leads to some creation.
I taj trud na kraju vodi do nekog stvaranja.
So in one sense, it all begins with desire.
I u jednom smislu to sve počinje sa željom.
Our situation in spiritual life, even in material life, is based upon desire.
Naša situacija u duhovnom životu i u materijalnom životu je zasnovana na našoj želji.
And desire creates destiny.
A želja onda stvara sudbinu.
So Krishna consciousness is about cultivating a desire to fully please Krishna.
I svjesnost Krishna je u stvari kultiviranje želje da u potpunosti zadovoljimo Krishnu.
The battle of Kurukshetra was a battle between two dynasties.
Bitka na Kurukshetri je bila bitka između dvije dinastije.
The Pandavas and the Kauravas.
Između Pandava i Kaurava.
Both actually in one sense had high birth, high position.
U jednom smislu obje strane su imale visoko rođenje, visoki položaj.
But the Pandavas were in line with Krishna's desire and the Kauravas were going against Krishna's desire.
Ali Pandave su bili u skladu sa Krišnanim željama, dok Kaurave to nisu bili.
And therefore ultimately the Pandavas had to succeed.
I zbog toga su u krajnjem slučaju Pandave morali uspjeti.
So this is a principle of spiritual life.
I to je načelo duhovnog života.
Spiritual life is all about aligning our desires with the desires of the supreme personality of God.
Duhovni život je u stvari da svoje želje uskladimo sa željama svevišnje božanske osobe.
Srila Prabhupada said that we have our plan and Krishna has his plan.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da mi imamo svoj plan, a Krishna ima svoj plan.
He said the trick is to understand Krishna's plan and to make our plans accordingly.
I rekao je trik je da razumijemo Krishnin plan i da onda svoj plan prilagodimo Krishnu.
And this is actually what is determining the quality of our existence.
I to je ono što određuje kvalitetu našeg postojanja.
There's a story that Prabhupada tells.
Postoji priča koju Prabhupada priča.
Of a sage who was walking through a village.
O mudracu koji je išao kroz selo.
And he is meeting different personalities in the village.
I u selu su sreće različite ličnosti.
And to different personalities he gives a different kind of statement, a different kind of blessing.
I tim različitim osobama on daje različite blagoslove.
The sage comes across a prince.
I mudrac nailazi na princa.
He says to the prince, you should live.
I princu kaže, ti trebaš živjeti.
Later on, the sage comes across a brahmachari.
Kasnije nailazi na brahmacharya.
Any brahmacharis in the room?
Ima ljudi brahmachari.
Okay. He says to the brahmachari, you should die.
Brahmachari kaže, ti trebaš umrijeti.
Later on, the sage meets a butcher.
Kasnije on susreće mesara.
He tells the butcher, you shouldn't live and you shouldn't die.
I njemu kaže, ne trebaš niti živjeti, niti umrijeti.
And then the sage also meets a sadhu, a pure devotee.
I onda također sreće i sadhu, a čistog bhaktu.
And he says to the sadhu, you can live or die, it's your choice.
A sadhu kaže, možeš ili živjeti ili umrijeti, kako želiš.
The sage goes on to explain.
I onda mudrac objašnjava.
To the prince he says,
a princu on kaže,
you are just experiencing the results of your previous pious karma.
Ti sada iskušavaš rezultate svoje prijašnje pobožne karme.
But because you're involved in so much sinful sense gratification.
Ali pošto si upleten u toliko mnogo griješnog čulnog uživanja.
You should just live.
Ti trebaš samo živjeti.
Because when you die, you have to suffer the reactions of your sinful activity.
Jer kada umreš, onda ćeš ispaštati reakcije svojih griješnih djelatnosti.
The sage said to the brahmachari, you should die.
Mudraci Brahmachari rekao, trebaš umrijeti.
Because by your austerities and by your strict devotional practices, you are just preparing yourself to go back to Godhead.
Jer sa svojim strogostima i svojim predanim služenjem ti se pripremaš da se vratiš nazad Bogu.
When the sage saw the butcher,
kada je mudrac vidio mesara,
he said you shouldn't live and you shouldn't die.
Rekao mu, ne trebaš niti živjeti, niti umrijeti.
Because your activities are extremely sinful and hellish.
Jer tvoje aktivnosti su izuzetno griješne i paklene.
So you're in hell now.
Jer ti si sad u paklu.
And when you die, you just have to go to hell again for further suffering.
I Kada umreš, onda ćeš opet otići u pakao da nastaviš patiti.
So you shouldn't live and you shouldn't die.
Tako da ne trebaš niti živjeti, niti umrijeti.
And to the sadhu, to the pure devotee.
A sadhu, čistom bhakti.
He said you can live or die.
Rekao mu je, možeš ili živjeti ili umrijeti.
Because by your pure devotional service and consciousness.
Jer zbog svog čistog predanog služenja i svoje svjesnosti.
You are literally in the spiritual world now.
Ti si sada doslovno u duhovnom svijetu.
And when you leave your body, you'll just go back to the spiritual world.
A kada napustiš ovo tijelo, vratit ćeš se u duhovni svijet.
So again, activities create a certain destiny.
Tako vidimo da aktivnosti stvaraju našu sudbinu.
So if we transform our desire,
ako mi transformiramo svoju želju,
that desire will transform our activities.
Ta želja će transformirati naše aktivnosti.
And those activities will create a new destiny.
I te aktivnosti će kreirati novu sudbinu.
Yesterday, we were hearing about the story of the disciple who wanted to know about his desire or how strong his desire had to be to return back to God.
Jučer smo čuli priču o učeniku koji želio znati koliko snažna treba biti njegova želja da se vrati kući Bogu.
And the answer was basically that the desire had to be intense.
I odgovor je u biti da ta želja treba biti jako intenzivna.
Everyone who is practicing Krishna consciousness has some desire for Krishna.
Svi koji prakticiraju svjesnost Krishna imaju neku želju za Krishnu.
But we have to cultivate and strengthen that desire.
Ali tu želju treba kultivirati i ojačavati.
Because at different stages we are being given tests.
Jer na različitim nivoima su nam daju nam se testovi.
How much do you desire Krishna and how much do you desire this different thing?
Koliko želiš Krishnu, a koliko želiš ove druge stvari?
And the advancement is the ability to choose Krishna at every step.
A napredak je u stvari sposobnost da biramo Krishnu na svakom koraku.
This is something that we have to constantly work on and cultivate.
To je nešto na čemu trebamo stalno raditi i kultivirati.
Because we are in a race even with Maya.
Jer mi smo u utrci čak i sa Majom.
And her job is to test every living entity to see how sincerely we want to go back to Krishna.
I njen posao je da testira svako živo biće da vidi koliko iskreno želimo se vratiti ku Krishna.
Maya knows where we are weak.
Maya zna koje su naše slabosti.
And if we're honest,
i ako smo iskreni,
then we also know where our weaknesses are.
Onda također i mi znamo gdje su naše slabosti.
So we have to be more careful in that particular area.
I onda u tom određenom području moramo biti posebno pažljivi.
There's a story in the Mahabharat of Gandharvi.
Postoji u Mahabharati priča o Gandharvi.
She was the wife of Dhritarashtra.
Ona je bila supruga Dhritarashtre.
So being such a chaste wife,
pošto je bila tako čestita žena,
when she realizing that her husband was blind, she decided to wear a blindfold.
Kad je vidjela da je njen muž slijep, odlučila je nositi povez preko očiju.
Prabhupada often recites in this regard.
Prabhupada često kaže u svezi s tim.
That by her austerity, and generally by austerity, one gains some power.
S njenom strogošću, općenito strogošću, osoba stiče neku moć.
So one day she told Duryodhana, her son,
jednog dana je rekla Duryodhana svome sinu,
that you come to me one day naked.
Dođi mi jednog dana gol.
And I'll take my blindfold off and I'll glance at you.
Ja ću skinuti svoj povijest sa očiju i pogledati te.
And that will make, and that glance will make your body impenetrable.
I taj pogled će tvoje tijelo učiniti neprobojnim.
So Duryodhan, being someone who fights a kshatriya,
i Duryodhan kao neko ko se bori sa kshatrijama,
he obviously wanted this boon.
On je želio taj blagoslov.
So one day he is walking to see his mother completely naked.
I jednom je otišao vidjeti svoju majku potpuno naga.
And Krishna saw him.
I Krishna ga je vidio.
And Krishna said to him, what are you doing?
Krishna mu je rekao, čekaj, šta radiš?
And he said, I'm going to see my mom.
Kaže, idem vidjeti svoju majku.
And Krishna said, but you're naked.
Ali ti si gol, no.
And he said, that's not, Krishna said, that's not civilized.
Krishna je rekao, to uopće nije civilizirano.
He said, at least cover yourself in some place.
Bar se pokri nekim mjestima.
So Duryodhan did as he was told.
I Duryodhan je učinio onako kako mu je rečeno.
So he approached his mom.
On je prišao svoje mame.
And when he approached his mom, she took off her blindfold.
I kada je prišao, ona je skinula svoj povez.
And she glanced upon her son.
I ona je pogledala svog sina.
So the entire body became impenetrable.
I njegovo čitavo tijelo je postalo neprobojno.
Except the area where he had covered himself.
Osim područja gdje se pokrio.
So his body was very, very strong.
Его тело было jako snażno.
But later on in battle with Bhima.
Ale kasnie w bitwie z Bhima.
Bhima was able to defeat him because that area which was covered.
Bhima ga mogł pobiedzić zbog tog područja koje było pokriveno.
Was his weak point.
I to je bila njegova slaba točka.
And every one of us as devotees, generally, unless we're pure, has some weak point.
I svi mi bhakti, osim ako smo čisti bhakti, imamo neku slabu točku.
So we must be especially careful in that particular area.
I u tom području moramo biti posebno pažljivi.
There are some devotees
postoje neki bhakti
who are very sincere and very enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness.
Koji su vrlo iskreni, vrlo entuzijastični u svjesnosti Krishna.
As long as they have a good material situation.
Dok god su u dobroj materijalnoj situaciji.
As long as they have money, for example.
Dok god imaju novaca, na primjer.
But if the money goes,
ako ode novac,
they go.
Odlaze i oni.
There's some devotees.
Postoje neki bhakti.
They're very enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness.
Jako su entuzijastični u svjesnosti Krishna.
When they do not have so much material opulence.
Kada nemaju jako puno materijalnih obilja.
But if they ever gain a lot of wealth.
Ali ako steknu ikada neko bogatstvo.
That can be the thing that takes them away from devotional service.
To može biti ono što će ih odvesti iz predanog služenja.
There was one devotee years ago.
Jedan bhakta prije nešto godina.
He was a very fixed up devotee.
Bio je jako fiksiran bhakta.
But he had one weakness.
Ali imao jednu slabost.
He was a mummy's boy.
Bio je mamin.
So what happened was,
i ono što se desilo,
every year his parents were not favorable to his Krishna consciousness.
Njegovi roditelji koji nisu bili skloni njegovoj svjesnosti Krishna.
They would write to him.
Oni bi mu pisali.
And entice him to come home.
I nagovarali ga da se vrati kući.
They would write to him on his birthday.
Pisali bi mu na njegov rođendan.
My dear son.
Dragi sine.
It's your mother.
Ja sam tvoja majka.
Do you remember me?
Sjećaš li se mene?
I miss you so much.
Toliko mi nedostaješ.
Your family are all here.
Tvoja obitelj je sva ovdje.
It's your birthday.
Danas je tvoj rođendan.
We have a very, very delicious birthday cake.
Napravili smo izvrsnu rođendansku tortu.
We wish you were here.
Želili bismo da si tu.
One day.
Jednog dana.
This devotee left.
I taj bhakta je otišao.
Left his Krishna consciousness.
Napustio svoju svjesnost Krishna.
The devotees never saw him again.
Nikad ga bhakti više nisu vidjeli.
And all of this just for some birthday cake.
I to sve zbog rođendanske torte.
Had there been a deeper understanding.
Da je bilo prisutno dublje razumijevanje.
He would have realized.
On bi shvatio.
That by his devotional service.
Da svojim predanim služenjem.
He was giving such deep and profound benefit to every single member of his family.
Da on svojim svjesnošću Krišne daje tako duboku dobrobit svim članovima svoje obitelji.
So in Krishna consciousness we want to cultivate a sense of dependence and taking shelter of Sri Sri Gaunitai.
Stoga svjesnosti Krišne želimo kultivirati osjećaj ovisnosti o uzimanja utočišta Sri Sri Gaunitai.
Advanced means that one is more and more enthusiastically and deeply taking shelter of their lordships.
Napredno znači da osoba sve više i više entuzijastično uzima utočište njihovih gospodstava.
This verse has Bishandev speaking, and this verse is Bishandev talking about how the Lord is actually transcendent to everything in this world.
U ovom stihu Bishandev govori kako je gospodin transcendentalan prema svemu u ovome svijetu.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, "Amai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, manashishtani nindriyani prakatishtani kashati."
Znači u Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže,
"Amai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, manashishtani nindriyani prakatishtani kashati." He's saying that the living entities are my parts and parcels.
Znači, živa bića su moji dijelovi i čestice.
We are part and parcel of the Supreme Person.
Mi smo dijelovi i čestice svevišnje osobe.
Same in quality as Krishna, but different in quantity.
Isti smo po odlikama, ali različiti po veličini.
It is like a drop compared to an ocean.
To je poput kapljice koju poredimo sa oceanom.
The drop is the same in quality as the ocean.
Kapljica ima iste osobine kao i cijeli ocean.
But because there is a difference in quantity,
ali pošto postoji razlika u količini,
there are also some special attributes.
Postoje također neki posebni atributi.
The drop does not have waves.
Na primjer, kapljica nema valove.
But the ocean has waves.
Ali ocean ima valove.
Due to its magnitude.
Zbog svoje veličine.
So Krishna is supremely independent, as it said here.
Kao što je rečeno ovdje, Krishna je vrhovno neovisan.
But we are always dependent.
A mi smo uvijek ovisni.
And our happiness lies in depending upon Krishna.
Naša sreća leži u tome da budemo ovisni o Krishni.
The entire process of sadhana bhakti is a process of cultivating and revitalizing our full dependence on Krishna.
Cijeli proces sadhana bhakti sastoji u tome da steknemo tu ovisnost o Krishni.
We know what we want.
Mi znamo što želimo.
And Krishna knows what we need.
A Krishna zna što nam je potrebno.
Because he has a full vision of everything past, present and future.
Jer on ima potpunu viziju svega prošlog, sadašnjeg i budućeg.
So by definition,
znači po definiciji,
it is completely intelligent.
On je potpuno inteligentan.
To depend upon the direction and the guidance of Krishna.
Tako da ovisimo o vodstvu i zaštiti Krishna.
There's this story of a king.
Postoji priča o kralju.
Who is given a very nice gift of a sword.
Kojem je poklonjen jako lijep poklon, mač.
A very beautiful and a very opulent sword.
Jako lijep i jako raskošan mač.
So one day the king is cleaning this sword that he's been given.
Jednog dana kralj je čistio taj mač koji mu je poklonjen.
And while cleaning his sword he actually cuts the tip of his finger.
I dok je čistio posjekao je razgodicu svog prsta.
Now every king has an advisor.
I svaki kralj ima savjetnika.
So he calls forth his advisor.
I on pozove svog savjetnika.
And he says to him, I cut my finger. What do you think of this?
I kaže mu, ja sam posjekao svoj prst. Šta ti misliš o tome?
And the advisor says to him, my dear king, this is Krishna's mercy.
I onda mu savjetnik kaže, moj dragi kralju, to je Krishna milost.
And the king says, what?
Kralj kaže, ma šta?
He says, I've cut my finger.
Posjekao sam prst.
I'm in pain.
Boli me.
I'm bleeding.
Krvarim.
And you're telling me this is Krishna's mercy.
I ti mi kažeš da je to Krishna milost.
He said, you're saying that because it's not happened to you.
Ti to kažeš zato što se to nije desilo tebi.
Foolish advisor.
Ti si budala savjet.
The king calls his guards. Guards, throw this advisor in prison.
I kralj pozove stražare i kaže im, bacite ga u zatvor.
So the king goes about his daily duties.
I kralj nastavi sa svojim dnevnim dužnostima.
One of his duties is he goes on a tour through his kingdom.
Jedna od njegovih dužnosti je da obiđe svoje kraljevstvo.
While he's going through his tour, he passes through the forest.
I dok je prolazio kroz šumu, kroz kraljevstvo, prošao je kroz jednu šumu.
Okay, and when he's in the forest, the king is captured by cannibals.
I kada je bio u šumi, zarobili su ga ljudožderi.
When the cannibals see the king,
kada su ljudožderi vidjeli kralja,
they think, prasadam.
Mislili su, prasadam.
So they capture the king.
Znači, zarobili su kralja.
And they take him to their priest.
I odveli ga svome svećeniku.
Priest will do the rituals to sacrifice the king.
I svećenik je treba uraditi rituale da žrtvuje kralja.
So the priest is going through the process.
I svećenik je išao kroz taj proces.
But halfway through the process, the priest says stop.
Ali na polovini tog procesa svećenik je rekao stanite.
He tells the others, he says, we have to stop.
I rekao je drugima, moramo se prestati.
And they think prasadam is going to be late today.
On misle da danas će prasadam kasniti.
And he says, let the person go.
Rekao, pustite ga da ide.
He explains, we can't use this person.
Rekao, ne možemo upotrijebiti ovu osobu.
All of the cannibals, they demand to know why.
A svi ljudi žele znati, pa zašto?
The priest says, he's an imperfect specimen.
Kaže, ovo je nesavršen primjerak.
Part of his body is missing.
Dio njegovog tijela nedostaje.
The tip of his finger is missing.
Vrh njegovog prsta nedostaje.
So we cannot sacrifice.
Ne možemo ga žrtvovati.
Let him go.
Pustite ga.
So the king returns to the palace.
Onda se kralj vrati u palaču.
He realizes at that time.
U tom trenutku shvata.
The wisdom of his advisor.
Mudrost svoga savjetnika.
And he tells the guards, please bring my advisor back out of jail.
I kaže stražarima, molim vas dovedite mog savjetnika nazad iz zatvora.
So the king apologizes.
Kralj se ispričava.
He says, I'm sorry. When you told me that me cutting my finger was Krishna's mercy, I didn't believe you.
Izvini, ali kada si mi rekao to što sam porezao prst da je to Krišna milost, nisam ti vjerovao.
But now I understand that what you said was true.
Ali sada razumijem da ono što si mi rekao je istina.
He said this was actually Krishna's mercy.
To u stvari je Krišna milost.
He said, but I have one question.
Ali imam jedno pitanje.
When I cut my finger,
kada sam porezao svoj prst,
and you told me it was Krishna's mercy,
a ti si mi rekao da je to Krišna milost,
I had you thrown in prison.
Ja sam te bacio u zatvor.
So I understand how it was Krishna's mercy for me.
Ja razumijem kako je to Krishna milost za mene.
To cut my finger.
Da posječem svoj prst.
But when you told me you were thrown in prison.
A kada si rekao da to što sam tebe bacio u zatvor.
So how was it Krishna's mercy for you?
Kako je to bilo sa Krishna milost za tebe?
And the advisor said to him, my dear king.
A savjetnik je rekao, moj dragi kralju.
He said, normally when you go on the tour of the kingdom.
Obično kada ti ideš obilaziti kraljevstva.
He said, normally I come with you.
Ja obično idem s tobom.
So when they would have let you go,
kada su pustili tebe,
they would have sacrificed me instead.
Onda bi žrtvovali mene umjesto tebe.
So you cutting your finger,
i to što si porezao prst,
was Krishna's mercy for you,
je bilo Krishna milost za tebe,
and you throwing me in prison,
a to što si me bacio u zatvor,
that was Krishna's mercy for me.
To je bilo Krishna milost za mene.
So we understand in this way,
na taj način razumijemo,
but as Prabhupada says here,
to što Prabhupada ovdje kaže,
the devotee is being given special protection and care by Krishna.
A Krishna bhakti daje posebnu milost i zaštitu.
If we're following sincerely,
ako iskreno slijedimo,
Krishna is drawing us closer and closer to him.
Krishna nas privlači bliže i bliže sebi.
This whole process of Krishna consciousness,
cijeli ovaj proces svjesnosti Krishna,
is ultimately based upon the mercy of the devotees of the Lord.
Je u krajnjem slučaju baziran na milosti Gospodina.
Because they own Krishna.
Jer oni posjeduju Krishnu.
Prabhupada once was standing before the deities.
Jedan prilikom Prabhupada je stajao ispred božanstava.
And he turned to the devotees.
I okrenuo se prema baktama.
He said, I've captured Krishna and I'm holding him in my heart.
I rekao, zarobio sam Krishnu i držim ga u svome srcu.
He said, now you come and take.
A sada vi dođite i uzmite.
So the mercy of the pure devotee is what is sustaining the entire movement of ISKCON.
I u stvari milost čistog bhakti održava čitav ISKCON.
And that is why Prabhupada is always the preeminent personality in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
I zato je Šrila Prabhupada najvažnija osoba u međunarodnom društvu za svjesnost Krishne.
As is explained in the purport,
kao što je objasnio u komentaru,
Prabhupada writes, for the ordinary man who wants to lord it over material nature,
za običnu osobu koja želi vladati materijalnom prirodom,
the Lord not only sanctions and becomes a witness of activities.
Gospodin ne samo da to odobrava i biva svjedok takvih djelatnosti.
But he never gives the non-devotee instructions for going back to Godhead.
Nego već i Abhaktama nikad ne daje upute da se vrate nazad kući Bogu.
So how are we to understand this?
Kako da razumijemo to?
Because here it's saying that Krishna doesn't trouble the non-devotees who don't want to go back.
Ovdje se kaže da Krishna jednostavno ne zadaje probleme živim bićima koja se ne žele vratiti njemu.
But somehow or other we've all been reached out to. Somehow we've received this opportunity to engage in the process of Krishna consciousness.
Ali na neki način neko je posegnuo za nama i dao nam priliku da se uključimo u ovaj proces svjesnosti Krishne.
This is due to the mercy of the pure devotee.
A to je zbog milosti čistog bhakte.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
In his Madhurya Kadambini, explains that Krishna reciprocates with the desire of his devotees.
Objašnjava da Krishna uzvraća na želje svojih bhakta.
So if they wish to bestow mercy upon someone,
ako oni žele izručiti milost na nekoga,
then Krishna will follow their desire.
Onda će Krishna slijediti njihovu želju.
So we have to always be thankful to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Stoga uvijek moramo biti zahvalni milosti Srila Prabhupada.
Because it's by his desire that we have this opportunity to go back home, back to God.
Jer zbog njegove želje mi imamo priliku vratiti se nazad kući Bogu.
And this is the tremendous blessing of Krishna consciousness.
I ovo je veliki blagoslov svjesnosti Krishne.
Because in Bhagavad Gita Krishna is explaining.
Jer u Bhagavad Gita Krishna objašnjava.
Bahunam jamananante gyanavamam papadyate vasudeva savamiti sur mahamasadurlabaha. That after many lifetimes,
nakon mnogo života,
one comes to understand that Vasudeva Krishna is everything.
Osoba shvata da je Vasudeva Krishna sve.
And such a great soul is extremely rare.
I tako velika duša je iznimno rijetka.
Now we have to make use of this gift.
Sada moramo iskoristiti taj dar.
By cultivating Krishna consciousness ourselves.
Tako što ćemo sami kultivirati svjesnost Krishne.
And really making it available to as many people as possible.
I učiniti je dostupnom što većem broju ljudi.
I went on this point.
Da još nešto kažemo o toj poanti.
What is the difference between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya?
Kakva je razlika između Krishne i gospodina Chaitanya?
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita.
Sava dhammam paricchaya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sava papebhyo mukshayishyami vasucha. He says, you surrender unto me, and then we can actually move forward. You can move forward.
Krishna tu kaže, predaj se meni, onda od tog trenutka možemo ići dalje.
But Lord Chaitanya is glorified.
Ali gospodin Chaitanya se slavi.
Namo Mahavadnyaya Krishna Prema Padayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gorotushe Namaha. He is glorified as the most munificent incarnation.
On se slavi kao najmilostivija inkarnacija.
Because he's given Krishna Prema Padayate.
Jer on daje Krishna prema predajati.
He's giving love of God to everyone.
On daje ljubav prema Bogu svima.
So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna.
Gospodin Chaitanya je Krishna.
But Rava Dabhava Duti Subalitam.
Ali?
He is Krishna absorbed in the mood and lust of Shrimati Radharani.
On je Krishna koji je absorbiran u raspoloženje Shrimati Radharani.
So her extraordinary compassion.
I njena iznimna milost.
Is accessible.
Je dostupna.
And that is what is allowing us to come.
I to je ono što nam dozvoljava da dođemo.
So we should cultivate Krishna consciousness ourselves.
Mi sami trebamo kultivirati svjesnost Krishne.
And please the Lord and his devotees.
I zadovoljiti njegove bhakte.
By deepening our Krishna consciousness.
Tako što ćemo produbiti svoju svjesnost Krishne.
And by sharing Krishna consciousness.
I tako što ćemo dijeliti svjesnost Krishne.
Because the more that we give.
Jer što više dajemo.
The more that we receive.
Više ćemo primati.
I came from Canada recently.
Nedavno sam došao iz Kanade.
We were doing a youth retreat.
Imali smo povlačenje.
With about 50 young people.
Bilo je to oko 50 mladih ljudi.
Students, young professionals.
Studenata, mladih profesionalaca.
And we were speaking to them about the need to share Krishna consciousness.
I govorili smo o potrebi dijeljenja svjesnosti Krishne.
And explaining this point, unless we share Krishna with other people, we get Krishna more ourselves.
I objašnjavali smo tu poantu da što više dijelimo Krishnu drugim ljudima, onda sami više dobivamo svoju svjesnost Krishne.
So we are the Hare Krishna movement.
Mi smo Hare Krishna pokret.
Which means that we're always moving. We should be always moving.
Što znači da bismo uvijek trebali biti u pokretu.
Always growing.
Uvijek u rastu.
Always developing.
Uvijek u razvoju.
And as we experience Krishna more.
I kako više iskušavamo Krishnu.
We can more powerfully and deeply share that with other people.
Da više možemo sa više moći dijeliti Krishnu sa drugim ljudima.
And that will be the real happiness and the real joy in our lives.
I to će biti prava sreća i užitak u našem životu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Do we have any comments or questions?
Imamo li komentar ili pitanja? I would just like to comment on the example of the devotee who was called back home by prostate cake. Mm. In that example, I can see that the person is actually attached to a very deep relationship. Felt that he could not get such a relationship within the community. So what is our responsibility as a community within that?
Okay.
For such cases.
In one seminar I heard on community building.
Na jednom seminaru o izgradnji zajednica.
The point was made.
Izrečena je poanta.
Is that when the leaders, when they create a community.
Kada lideri stvaraju zajednicu.
They should think that everyone who is coming to the community
trebaju misliti da svatko tko dolazi u tu zajednicu
is coming to get something.
Dolazi da bi nešto dobio.
So if they cannot get more by being in community,
iako ne mogu u zajednici dobiti više,
then they can by being alone,
nego što mogu kada su sami,
then they will not come,
onda oni neće doći.
Or they will not stay.
Ili neće ostati.
At the same time,
u isto vrijeme,
those who are coming to a community,
oni koji dolaze u zajednicu,
their mentality should be,
njihov mentalitet bi trebao biti,
should be, that we are coming to give.
Da dolazimo da dajemo.
So if people are coming thinking I'm coming to give,
i ako ljudi dolaze sa stavom da trebaju dati,
and if the leaders who are creating the community think that everyone is coming to receive,
i ako lideri koji kreiraju zajednicu misle da svi dolaze da bi primili,
then community will be created in such a way that people really get benefit.
Zajednica će biti obrazovana na takav način da će svako imati dobrobit.
Another aspect of that.
Još jedan aspekt toga.
Is that devotees should practice the six loving exchanges as given by Rupa Goswami.
Da bhakta treba prakticirati šest razmjena ljubavi onako kako ih je dao Rupa Goswami.
Everything is there in our tradition, in our shastras.
Sve je prisutno u našoj tradiciji, u našim šastrama.
But often we don't practice it.
Ali mi često to ne prakticiramo.
Often when devotees are struggling,
često kada se bhakta bore,
if we reveal our mind to someone,
ako razotkrijemo svoj um nekome,
Krishna will often use the person who we reveal our mind to in order to give us assistance and help.
Krishna će često iskoristiti osobu kojoj otkrivamo um da nam ponudi svoju pomoć.
Because he will see that as a strong indication of our sincere desire to overcome this problem and to develop our Krishna consciousness.
Jer on će to vidjeti kao simptom naše snažne želje da savladamo probleme i razvijemo svoju svjesnost Krishne.
So we should, as an individual,
mi kao pojedinci,
be focused on giving appreciation and encouragement to each other.
Trebamo biti usmjereni na to da dajemo, da cijenimo druge i da im dajemo ohrabrenje.
And if everyone is in that mentality of giving encouragement and appreciation to each other,
ako smo svi u tom mentalitetu da pružamo podršku drugima,
in a Krishna conscious way,
i to na način svjestan Krishne,
then no one will leave.
Onda niko neće odlaziti.
Prabhupada
je rekao,
that when anyone leaves our movement,
kada netko napusti naš pokret,
it is 50% their fault,
to je 50% njihova greška,
and 50% our fault,
je 50% naša greška.
One thing to bear in mind about this,
jednu stvar koju trebamo imati umu vezano za ovo,
is that we should take 100% responsibility,
da trebamo uzeti 100% odgovornost,
for our 50% of the equation,
za naših 50% jednadžbe.
So if devotees practice loving exchanges as given by Rupa Goswami,
ako bhakti prakticiraju razmjene ljubavi onako kako ih je dao Rupa Goswami,
and really sincerely assist each other in Krishna consciousness,
i zaista iskreno pomažu jedni drugima u svjesnosti Krishne,
then people will be literally lining up to join.
Onda će se ljudi jednostavno stajati u redu da se pridruže.
That answer your question?
To odgovara na tvoje pitanje.
Okay. Any other comment or question,
please? Još neki komentar, pitanja.
Okay.
Well, yesterday we heard one question about Devadeva Prabhu, and what should community do in a case like that? So in the question it was separated me and some community that should do something. And here we heard Bhavada Prabhu saying, what can we as a community do to in this other problem? So Bhavada Prabhu feels himself as a part of the community. So he didn't point a finger to some GBC, to some leaders or something. So what is very encouraging is that one day we should all feel that we are all responsible for the problems, or that we are the community.
That's
just a comment and encouragement, appreciation for Bhagavad Prabhu.
There's one pastime with Srila Prabhupada.
Просто одна забава Шрила Прабхупада.
When he came to visit one particular temple.
Došli smo posjetiti jedan određeni hram.
And there was one devotee who was ill in hospital.
I bio jedan bhakta koji je ležao u bolesti u bolnici.
So the devotees told that devotee, Prabhupada is coming, we'll see you later on.
I bhakti su mu rekli, Prabhupada dolazi, vidjet ćemo se kasnije.
And Prabhupada came to the temple.
I Prabhupada je došao u hram.
And the devotees were all jumping up and down,
i bhakti su svi skakali gore dolje,
saying, Jai Prabhupada.
Vikali Jai Prabhupada.
Prabhupada soon found out that there was one devotee who was ill in hospital.
I Prabhupada je ubrzo saznao da je jedan bhakta bolestan u bolnici.
So Prabhupada said, I want to go and see this devotee.
Prabhupada rekao, ja želim otići I vidjeti tog bhakta.
So when the devotees heard this, they said, okay, Prabhupada is going to hospital, we want to go to hospital as well.
I kad su bhakti to čuli, rekli su, ako Prabhupada ide u bolnicu, onda I mi želimo ići.
Prabhupada waited until they were all in the car.
Prabhupada je sačekao dok svi budu dolje u autima.
And they said, now I'm going to stay here, now you go to the hospital and you visit that devotee.
I on je rekao, e sad ću ja ostati ovdje, a vi svi idete u bolnicu, posjetite tog bhaktu.
So the idea is that we are our brothers and sisters' keeper.
I poanta je da smo mi braće I sestre.
We have to consider that every single person is important.
Moramo misliti na to da je svaka osoba bitna.
There's no such thing as a small devotee.
Nema takve stvari kao što je mali bhakta.
Because every devotee is special and significant.
Jer svaki bhakta poseban I važan.
And we don't know who we are in association of.
I mi ne znamo u stvari u čijem smo društvu.
So we have to always be very, very careful.
I uvijek moramo biti jako, jako pažljivi.
To respect each other.
Da se poštujemo.
To serve each other.
Da služimo jedni drugim.
And to do it with heartfelt enthusiasm.
I da to činimo sa entuzijazmom iz svoga srca.
Krishna is explaining.
Krishna objašnjava.
That those who claim to be my devotees, they're not actually my devotees.
Oni koji tvrde da su moji bhakti, u stvari nisu moji bhakti.
But those who are devotees of my devotees.
Ali oni koji su bhakti mojih bhakta.
They are actually my devotees.
Oni su u stvari moji bhakti.
So if we remember that.
Ako se toga sjećamo.
Then we become very dear to Krishna.
Onda ćemo postati jako dragi Krishna.
If we act in that way.
Ako na taj način djelujemo.
Any other comment or question?
Još neko pitanje ili komentar? Rekao si da je gospodin Čajtanja slobodno dijeli ljubav prema Bogu svima, međutim, kada idemo niz ulicu u Harinamu, zašto onda ne privlačimo sve ljude u svjesnost Krišnje?
So every living being has their free will.
Svako živo biće ima slobodnu volju.
But the moment they come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
U onom trenutku kada dođu u kontakt sa svjesnošću Krišne,
is the end of their material life.
To je kraj njihovog materijalnog života.
It may take some time to blossom or fructify.
Može je potrebno neko vrijeme da to procvjeta.
But when they hear the holy name,
ali kada čuju sveto ime,
when they take prasadam,
kada uzmu prasadam,
when they receive a book,
kada prime knjigu,
even if they see a picture of Krishna,
čak ako vide sliku Krishna,
Prabhupada says this is the beginning of their spiritual life.
Prabhupada kaže, to je početak njihovog duhovnog života.
There are some devotees,
postoje neki bhakte,
who are in our movement,
koji su našem pokretu.
And when they first saw the Harinam,
I kada su prvi put vidjeli Harinam,
they threw things at the devotees.
Bacali su stvari na bhakte.
I know one devotee like that.
Znam jednog takvog bhakta.
And he was a temple president.
A on je temple president.
So, we may not see the full result.
Mi možda ne vidimo cijeli rezultat.
But we should be sure.
Ali trebamo biti sigurni.
On the basis of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
Na osnovu Guru, Sadhu I Shastra.
That any contact someone has with Krishna consciousness.
Da bilo koji dodir koji neko ima sa svjesnošću Krishne.
Is helping them to come closer to Him.
Im pomaže da dođu bliže Krishne.
And they will undoubtedly go back to Godhead.
I oni će se bez sumnje vratiti nazad Bogu.
It's just a question of time.
Ali to je pitanje vremena.
But the more expertly we do it, the more expertly we share Krishna with others.
Ali što vještije mi dijelimo svjesnost Krishne sa drugima.
And the more purity we have,
i što više čistoće imamo,
the more opportunity we can speed them up.
I veća je vjerojatnoća da ćemo ubrzati taj proces.
Yeah. Any other comment or question?
Da li ima još komentara ili pitanja?
I think over time. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.